This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to the final stretch. We usually talk about wine. We're doing that right now with Jeff Solo. He's Jeff, calling you the marketing guy for Grace Hill Winery. Yeah, okay, maybe officially on paper, and of course you do that sort of thing. But I've seen you out in the vineyard, working on trellising, you do everything, and mom and dad help. It's a family affair. And then, folks, by the way, Grace Hill is on Facebook as well. And, all right, Jeff, who was the drone pilot for the video that plays up on the top?
It's some guys from R&M Marketing did it. I have a buddy, Peter Espinoza, who he's kind of the head of, like, their hydraulic studio there.
Oh, man.
And so he's got access, to a pretty sweet drone. So they came out a couple of years ago during one of our release parties. And shot that video, and so it's kind of a cool way to kind of see, the winery from above, and it doesn't look like Kansas, that's for sure.
Yep. So another quick reminder: don't forget, if you want to sign up to pick grapes at Grace Hill, you better do it quick. It usually fills up fairly fast, you can find everything at GraceHillWinery.com. All right, so it's all about producing wines. You guys make a lot of stuff, and I know that's fun from the winemaker's perspective. I think we picked four of the biggest sellers, very popular wines. And did you notice, I made a tasting guide that people can download. And I also included a brief non-vinifera grape description and information sheet, because a lot of folks that you and I know that, are California winos, they may not be familiar with Crimson Cabernet or Trimonet or Chardonnay. So I did that. I think this is going to be tonight at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. Jeff and I will come to you live via Zoom, but you're going to watch it on Facebook Live. And we're going to taste four wines. Let's talk about just a brief overview, Jeff. The first time I had Vignole, I was so captivated. I love aromatic white wines. And to me, Vignole is quintessential aromatic white wine. And the best part is, like most any grape variety, it can be fermented to bone dry, or it can be left as a fairly sweet dessert wine. Tell us about Grace Hill's Vignole that we're going to taste.
Yeah, so our Vignole is 100% state grown there at the winery. So these are all grapes, that we've put in the ground ourselves. We've trellised, we even have arguments about how we want to trellis them. We have some on low wires, we have some on high wires. We kind of, here in Kansas, you're right, you say we make a lot of different wines, and that's definitely a thing that we do, because we kind of see this as, sort of the Wild West of winemaking a little bit. Mm-hmm. You go to Burgundy and you're going to have two different types of grapes. Most famous wine regions around the world, they're dealing, with no more than, probably five varietals in all of their vineyards and in all of their wineries. Whereas us here, we have, I think we'll probably end up with somewhere between 15 and 20 different varietals we'll bring in during harvest. Not all from our vineyard, but we have, being here in Kansas, you got to kind of take what you can get as far as the grapes grow, grapes go. And, your growers, they'll put in anything that, whatever they look up on the internet and decide that's what they want to do that year, that's what they'll put in. So Vignole, it's actually the state grape of Kansas. It was designated that last year. It's a state white grape. Our state red grape is the Chamberson. But you're right. It's real floral, real aromatic, a little bit citrusy. Ours, if you go through Missouri, there's quite a bit of it planted there. Theirs tends to be real big on the pineapple. Ours here is a little less pineapple-y. It's more towards, kind of like a peach and an apricot, a little bit of citrus in there. But it's got a lot of body for being sort of acidic as it is as well.
Yeah.
So it really kind of it's a really unique and a really fun grape. The one we'll be trying tonight is pretty much bone dry. And so it's got, like I said, here in Kansas, pretty much all these grapes you're going to be dealing with is acid. So yeah. You're going to have some bright acidity to it. But really, the Vignole is really fun because it's got a lot of body, a lot of complexity to it as well. So it'll be it's a really fun. It's probably my favorite grape that we grow at the winery. So we look forward to putting out our Vignole. For our sort of wider ranged wines, we don't tend to do single varietals a ton, but the Vignole we think is really good. We can make a really good one about every year. That's one we always look forward to doing and putting out in the summer. So we've had that one out for about a month and a half or so now, and the 2019 is it's really tasty.
I can't wait. We got to pick up the pace so we can cover these real quick. Talk about Chloe's Cuvée. The dog has been a part of the winery since the first time I walked on the property, and I'm so glad
Chloe's
still kicking.
She's the bulldog on the winery. On the wine, the Chloe's Cuvée. She was kind of our family dog growing up. We had a local artist, Janet Fisher, who had painted a picture for the family, and it hung in our living room for about 15 years. And then we decided we're gonna have a winery. Like, well, let's see what she looks like on a wine label there. So we put her on there. Turned out she looked awesome. And so we've kind of run with that now. So if you see any of our labels there, they're all big, bright, colorful labels. They're definitely the ones that will stand out. Chloe was kind of the first one for that. But the wine, it's kind of a Riesling style wine. So it's just kind of off dry. And it's 60% Sauval Blanc, which is one of the French-American wine grapes we grow here. Grows really well. So about 60% Sauval, get a little citrus. It's about 25% Valvin Muscat. Which is it's a muscat, but it's kind of made to grow here in the Midwest. So you kind of get the tropicality from the muscat there.
Yeah.
And then it's about 15% Vignole to give a little bit of body, a little more structure as well. So real nice, easy drinking white.
I'm excited. We're going to do two reds as well, the Flatlander Red Blend, which I can't wait to try. I haven't had that in a long time. And Leaning Shed, another great red that has a vinifera grape, Cabernet Franc, in there with some Crimson Cabernet and Lemberger. And, boy, what a treat. And the best part is, Jeff, Jacobs has sold quite a bit. I think you've probably sold a reasonable amount from the winery.
We've still done pretty well.
Good. Yeah, my good friend Bob Acosta was one of the first ones to order from Florida. And you can get the wines today at Jacob Liquor Exchange or drive up to the winery and get them. And then set the table, pull up a chair, get out in the patio, have a couple over, and let's taste four great wines from Grace Hill tonight. 6 p.m., Facebook Live, all the details you need and the downloadable tasting guide and grape guide are at goodlifeguide.com. Grab the wines, join me and Jeff. And Jeff, thanks for being part of the program today.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend. Say hi to Mom and Dad.
Will do.
And then two dates to put on your calendar. The 15th, it's the Wines of Kendall Jackson, Chardonnay Grand Estates and the Vintners, and Vintners Merlot and Cab. 22nd of August, Joel Gott Wine. All that info will be at goodlifeguy.com. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.